Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And yes, your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Well, it's time for another festival. It's time for the Oasis Festival. We're continuing our lesson from yesterday. So here's a question to refresh your memory. What kind of instruments play a major role in many pieces of music these days? That's right. We have some synthesizers and electronic instruments. I think you were definitely paying attention. Well, today's lesson is called the Oasis Festival. And the question I have for you today is, where did the festival move to last year? Where did the festival move to last year? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin talking about the Oasis Festival. Let's go.
The Oasis Festival. Last year, the festival moved to a luxury hotel called The Source near the center of Marrakesh, within sight of the Atlas Mountains. The hotel contains a variety of rooms and is home to an orchestra and a recording studio, as well as lush gardens. Those who get tired of watching or dancing can take a break and go swimming, taking advantage of the warm weather that Marrakesh enjoys in September. Swimmers don't need to worry about missing one of their favorite songs. The pool sits close enough to the stage that swimmers can hear the music.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 open air 这个形容词。Open air 是指室外的或者是露天的。例如 the hotel has a heated open air pool。这家旅馆有室外温水泳池，或者是 the open-air production of this musical in the city park attracted many townspeople. 这出在市立公园户外演出的音乐剧吸引了许多市民来观赏，或者是 the open-air cook-off will be held in the plaza in front of City Hall. 这场户外烹饪大赛会在市政厅前的广场举行，或者是 the open-air market only operates on weekends.这个户外市集只有在周末营运。接下来我们看 lush 这个形容词。 lush 是指草木茂盛的或者是绿意盎然的。例如 the village is located in a lush green valley. 这个村庄坐落在一个绿意盎然的山谷中。或者是 the warm temperature and moisture in the greenhouse keeps these tropical plants lush and healthy.温室里温暖的温度以及湿度让这些热带植物既茂盛又健康。Lush 也指奢华的或者是迷人的，通常形容装潢或食物的滋味。例如 the lush taste of the ice cream is unforgettable. 这个冰淇淋迷人的滋味让人难忘。
Well, it's that time, the moment you've been waiting for, where we get to continue talking aboutThe Oasis Festival.
And I'm excited, Rebecca.
Why?
Because this is our of section.
What are you talking about? Of?
Friends, mm-hmm. Rebecca and I have chosen several phrases from this section, and all of these phrases include the word of.
Of. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are absolutely right, Gabe. Thank you for reminding me. And friends, see if you can pick out the words of.As we go through today's lesson, well, let's start right at the beginning. Last year, the festival moved to a luxury hotel called The Source. Hey, Gabe, guess what? That's the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Already?
Yes, the question is, or was, where did the festival move to last year? And the answer is...
A luxury hotel called The Source.
Bingo, you got it right.
Sounds expensive.
Probably.
Yeah, it's a luxury hotel.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, so it moved to this luxury hotel called The Source near the center of Marrakesh. within sight of the Atlas Mountains.
And we saw those beautiful Atlas Mountains in that picture of Marrakesh. But friends, here is the first phrase that we would like to talk about with the word of. Within sight of something. What does that mean?
Well, if something is within sight of, that means that it's something that you can see. So in our lesson, this hotel is within sight of the Atlas Mountains. So from the hotel, you can see the Atlas Mountains.
That's right. Or you could say that the Atlas Mountains are within sight of the hotel, right? You know, where I used to live was within sight of the Grand Hotel in Taipei, Yuan San Da Fan Dian. I could see it from my rooftop.
No way.
It was awesome.
That is really, really, that's actually pretty cool. I do like the Grand Hotel. It is very grand to look at.
Yes, it is. So friends, think of another way to use this phrase, within sight of. And we continue, the hotel contains a variety of rooms and is home to an open-air concert arena and a recording studio as well as lush gardens.
And let's take a look at that word, variety of. I guess that's one of our other of words. A variety of something. That just means that there is a different, or there's lots of different types of something.
For example, our friend Jack.
Yes.
We've probably mentioned this before here on Studio Classroom. He can play a variety of instruments. He knows how to play the piano really well. He studied the oboe in university. He plays bass, guitar, drums. He plays a variety of instruments.
Oh, that's so inspiring.
Yeah.
He plays so many instruments. Well, that's a great example. And as we can see in our lesson, we're talking about a hotel and how this hotel has a variety of rooms. Well, let's move on to the next sentence. Those who get tired of watching or dancing can take a break and go swimming, taking advantage of the warm weather that Marrakesh enjoys in September. Let's talk about this phrase, to get tired of. There's another of word. I'm sure you caught it. If you get tired of something, that just means you're kind of bored with that particular activity or maybe even a person.
Oh, are you getting tired of teaching with me, Rebecca?
Well, no, I didn't say that, Gabe. You keep things quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, especially when I say things like that,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was just an example. You know, when I go on vacation, especially if it's to a nice beachy area, it's nice to go to the beach every day. But actually, I do kind of get tired of going to the beach every day. It's also nice to do other things.
Yeah, I would get tired of going to the beach every day, too, and having to clean the sand off of me.
Mm-hmm.
That would get tiring. Well, let's take a look at another phrase in the sentence. That is to take advantage of. Did you catch that other of word? To take advantage of the warm weather. Now, if you take advantage of something, that just means you use the good things in a situation.
And sometimes you want to take advantage of the time that you have, especially if someone is visiting, but only for a short period of time. You don't have a lot of time to hang out with that person. You need to take advantage of the time that you have.
And so, well, if you go to this festival, you can take advantage of the warm weather that Marrakesh enjoys in September.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I like this next part, swimmers don't need to worry about missing one of their favorite songs. The pool sits close enough to the stage that swimmers can hear the music. Lucky them.
That's right. The pool sits close enough. We could also use the word lie there. The pool lies close enough to the stage. But, you know, we've learned a lot of phrases here in this section. And there's another phrase I'm thinking of, in the lap of luxury. What does that mean?
Let's learn about that in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I have a question for you. Did you grow up in the lap of luxury?
I don't know about you, Carolyn, but I sure didn't. But then again, few people do.
Friends, do you know what this phrase, in the lap of luxury, means?
Well, before we tell you what it means, let's see if we can figure it out together by looking at the two keywords of this phrase. Luxury is another word for great wealth. What about the word lap, Carolyn?
Well, when you sit down, the part of your legs above your knees is your lap. Moms often hold their children in their laps, or you can rock a baby to sleep in your lap.
Or you might let your cat sit in your lap.
Okay, so those are all examples of being in someone's lap. But what about being in luxury's lap? What does it mean when we put these two words together, lap and luxury?
Well, it gives us a picture of someone relaxing and enjoying a life surrounded by wealth and comfort. I didn't grow up in the lap of luxury, and today, I don't live in the lap of luxury either.
Well, that's okay, Ken. We don't need to be wealthy to have a great life.
Lap, 很简单的一个字。如果你查字典，它会告诉你那是大腿。其实 lap 是你坐着的时候膝盖以上的部位。如果你是站立着，就不能称大腿为 lap。因此笔记型电脑叫做 laptop， 你只有在坐着时才可以放在 lap 大腿上使用。英文有一句话叫做 in the lap of luxury， 在奢华的腿上，指的就是在优渥的环境中。 He grew up in the lap of luxury， 他在优渥的环境中长大。 She lives in the lap of luxury， 他生活在优渥的环境中。
这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Do you like dancing? Do you like music? Do you like electronic music? Well, welcome to the Oasis Festival. That is what we are talking about today, the Oasis Festival. It takes place at this incredible hotel that has an open-air arena. Now, if you get tired of watching the performance or doing some dancing, you could take a break and go swimming. But don't worry, you can still hear the music as you are swimming. But what if you get tired of listening to the music? What can you do then? Let's find out now.
The Oasis Festival. Those who want a break from the music can go to yoga classes or get a temporary henna tattoo right on the festival grounds. Or they can take a trip into the city center to shop or explore the centuries-old city. In the city, they can, of course, taste the local cuisine. But many local restaurants also sell food at the festival itself. Fans of underground electronic music should consider checking out the Oasis Festival for a chance to enjoy this genre in a fun, relaxed atmosphere.
OK， 继续我们看 cuisine 这个集合名词。cuisine 是指料理或菜肴，注意它的重音是在第二个音节念成 cuisine。例如 ，Provence is famous for its cuisine and beautiful scenery。普罗旺斯以料理及美景而闻名。或者是 ，We took the opportunity to sample some local cuisine at the town's fair。我们在镇上的嘉年华会中尝了一些当地的料理。cuisine 也指烹饪方式。例如 ,Vietnamese cuisine uses lots of herbs, 越南料理使用许多的香草。最后我们看的是 genre, 这个名词 ,genre 是指艺术的风格或类型，注意 G 在这里是念 r 的音，念成 genre。例如 ,The movie falls into the genre of romantic comedy, 这部电影的风格归类为浪漫喜剧。或者是 ,Timothy's favorite music genre is hip-hop, but he also loves funk, Timothy 最喜欢的音乐形态是嘻哈，但是他也喜欢放克。或者是 The artist's work is a combination of many different genres. 这位艺术家的作品是许多艺术形态的综合体。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's get right into this next section. Those who want a break from the music can go to yoga classes. Yoga classes. Have you ever taken a yoga class?
I have not taken an entire class.My brother likes yoga, and
oh.
so I've done some yoga with him.
Okay.
Yeah, he has guided me in some yoga poses.
Oh, nice.
Let me tell you, it'll make you sweat, Rebecca.
Especially, wow. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you need a break from all the music, you can go to a yoga class, or you can get a temporary henna tattoo right on the festival grounds. Now, just what might that look like?
You know, I kind of like henna.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And just like our lesson says, it's temporary. It's not permanent. It's not like a permanent tattoo. This makes me think of different weddings, I guess, in different cultures, like perhaps in the Indian culture, where when the girls get married, when the ladies get married, they might get henna tattoos on different parts of their body. And it's quite beautiful. It can be a beautiful decoration.
And basically, henna is this reddish-brown dye that's used for, I guess, you know, putting designs on your arm, your hands, maybe even your legs, maybe even your face.
So have you never had a henna tattoo? You've never been decorated with henna?
I actually have not.
Oh!
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, just for fun.
Oh. Nope, I have not had that experience yet, but maybe in the future I will have an experience.Okay, well, there you go. If you're tired of the music, you can go to a yoga class or get a temporary henna tattoo right on the festival grounds. Or, our lesson says, they can take a trip into the city center to shop or explore this centuries-old city.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes? Well, centuries-old city, that means it's a city that'sHundreds of years old, okay? But that's kind of interesting. What does this little hyphen old mean?
Well, basically the idea here is that we add the hyphen to the word old. If we're trying to convey that something is a certain amount, I guess a certain age.
Yeah. So you could say that the city is centuries old or hundreds of years old.But when you say centuries old, then that becomes an adjective. You could replace the word centuries with another period of time, like years or months or days. Centuries old gives the idea that it's really old. If you say something is days old, that gives the idea that it's really young or new. For example, have you been to that new restaurant? It's just days old.
Ah, so meaning that it just opened not too long ago?
Yeah.
I bet.The lines are really, really long.
In that days-old restaurant.
In that days-old restaurant. Yeah. There's probably a lot of people there. Well, let's continue on. In the city, they can, of course, taste the local cuisine. But many local restaurants also sell food at the festival itself. Let's take a look at that word cuisine. And, of course, it is a word bank word. It just refers to the type of cooking or a specific style of cooking.
And so local cuisine is what you can get in that place where you are. Or maybe you are in a country, but you're eating food from another country. For example, I'm in Taipei, but I'm eating Italian food. I could say I'm having Italian cuisine.
Ooh, I love Italian cuisine. And I love Mexican cuisine
and
Thai cuisine and Indian cuisine.
Indian cuisine.
Oh, it's
so many spices.
Ooh, yes. The spicier, the better.
Ooh.
In my opinion. Okay, well, continuing on, fans of underground electronic music should consider checking out the Oasis Festival for a chance to enjoy this genre in a fun, relaxed atmosphere. And let's check out that word to check out. If you check out something, this just means that you go to a place, you visit it.With the purpose of learning more about it.
Or you could even, you know, maybe look at something. Like, Rebecca, check out my new shoes. You like my new white shoes?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to get dirty really, really soon.
Yeah, that's the problem with white shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, friends, you could check out someone's white shoes, or you could check out a festival like the Oasis Festival, which sounds kind of fun.
Well, right now, it's time for us to check out a review skit.
Oh. That was clever.
I know what you're thinking. Electronic musicians are underground. Our music is rare and controversial.
Yeah, we operate out of the mainstream.
But hey, things are changing, and electronic music is popular.
Yeah, popular enough to have a festival that attracts international visitors.
It's called Oasis Festival, and it's held every year in Marrakesh, Morocco.
It feels like a small, personal gathering with friends.
We've got bands with innovative styles, and of course, much of the music is designed for dancing.
So expect to get out on the dance floor.
Musicians performing at Oasis Festival constitute one of the best lineups of the year. And there's also an artist who can create a painting right in front of you.
And the place, well, it's fantastic. A luxury hotel near the center of Marrakesh, within sight of the Atlas Mountains.
There's a variety of rooms, an open-air concert arena, and a recording studio.
Don't forget the lush green gardens.
That's right. And if you get tired of music and dancing, well, go swimming.
Or take a class. Or get a henna tattoo.
And you can also explore the city, shop, and taste the local cuisine.
You're going to love exploring.
Oh, yeah. Are you a fan of underground electronic music? Well, you should consider checking out the Oasis Festival.
It's a chance to enjoy the genre and music.
So, come join us, or else.
So, Gabe, in your opinion, what is the best part about the Oasis Festival?
Well, I'd like to go to Marrakesh, Morocco, because mm-hmm. it looks like a really beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to taste the local cuisine there. But I think the best part about this kind of festival would be making new friends. It sounds fun, and it sounds like a great place to meet new people.
That's right. You're a very social person. You like meeting new people. Well, what about you, friends? What do you think sounds most interesting about this festival? Talk about that in English, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.